Good morning. It's Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association, and we are on our monthly MCO call with Amerigroup on August 9th, 2023. So we'll go ahead and find out who we have on for Amerigroup with us.
Good morning. Donna Went is here.
Hi, Donna. Do you have other folks from your team with you?
I thought they were joining. I know John Hobson is planning on being on, and I thought John McCauley would be on as well.
Okay. John, who was the first one? John, and who else?
Don Hobson.
Don? Okay. We'll just give him a moment.
Okay, I lied. John will not be joining us today, but Dawn said that she would be on.
This is Jeannie Mantel from Healthcare Network. I'm on.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
I see a Dawn, but I don't know if that's your Dawn.
I just messaged her, so hopefully she'll be joining us soon.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and just start briefly here. Brandon is on vacation this week, so he will not be joining us today. We did not have any new informational letters that we needed to go over today, so that was good. So we will start with... We'll go ahead and start by asking Amerigroup if they have some updates they would like to pick up with this morning since we've met last.
Oh, I think Don did join. We don't have any real updates. We continue to work through some of the claims issues that we've had that we previously talked about on this meeting. The initial fix for the COVID unwind that affected homemaker and home delivered meals, companion care, and I think some CDAC actually got involved in that one as well. Initially, we thought that was going to be resolved on the 26th of July. It looks like it's going to be resolved on the 12th of August. There was some other additional rework that they needed to do with that. And then we continue to work on those Medicare issues. The Medicare authorizations should be going much smoother, I believe, is what I'm hearing, as far as getting our authorizations submitted for dual members for the Medicaid home health services. And make sure you're entering those into Availity using that Medicare, that Amerigroup ID or the Title 19 number for that number, instead of accidentally putting in that Medicare ID, because that's going to shoot that directly over to the Medicare team. But we continue to work on our processes for the claims and getting those routed and paid correctly. So I apologize it's taking so long. I keep bringing it up and we keep working on it. But that's about all I have, unless Dawn, do you have any updates that you'd like to share?
No, I don't really have any updates. I just wanted to mention that the known issues log out on our provider website does identify the issue that had to do with the home delivered meals, CDAC, and homemaker services that, you know, as Donna said, is being worked right now, and reprocessing will occur. So providers don't need to do anything. And I just want to caution providers not to confuse that denial if it is EVV submission. That's something different, and that it would possibly be a valid denial if it was something that needed to go through EVV and regarding the attestation, because that conclusion 731 was the date that we were reprocessing all claims per Iowa Medicaid, and then effective that date, we were going to no longer waive that attestation thing. So hopefully everybody has their attestation in line with Iowa Medicaid, and we should be getting a file over with all of that current information. And then the other thing I was going to mention that Donna also mentioned, we're, you know, still working through the Medicare, Medicaid routing. I think hopefully with a warning that has been put in place, we will see a decrease in those routing incorrectly when they are non-covered Medicare, Medicaid primary services. And that's all I really had today.
Excellent. Thanks, Donna. We do have a couple pre-submitted questions, so we'll go ahead and tackle those first before we head off to the chat. But if you have any questions, feel free to put those in the chat. And I'm muted as soon as we get ready to head over that way. But the first question is, we still have been getting a significant feedback from members about denials they are receiving from EVV. These codes are common. PSO, this service is not covered under members' benefit plan. PXN is in Nancy. This was paid in accordance with your contracted or out-of-network rate. 204, this service slash equipment slash drug is not covered under the patient's current benefit plan. What is being done to correct these issues? We have been directing providers to reach out to Donna Wendt. Could you ask Amerigroup when they plan to fix the CareBridge issue so providers can be paid for the services they gave to Amerigroup clients that have the waiver program that allows for S5125 and S5130?
Yeah, I think Donna, go ahead.
I was just going to jump in because we just really discussed that. And this is what I was really kind of trying to make the point is providers, it is not an EVV or CareBridge issue. It has to do with the known issues log that we have out there. And I do believe that the known issues log only identifies home delivered meals. I think we were going to get it updated, and I don't think we did last Friday, but it does include the codes that you're talking about. An EVV denial or for submission would be a Z denial. And I just want to make sure that providers are not confusing that matter, because this is not a CareBridge issue. This is an Amerigroup denial that's happening for those multiple services that we mentioned for waiver. And those denials that you read off are exactly what we're addressing. Donna mentioned, you know, the dates of service, and we will be reprocessing all of those.
Yeah, and I really want to apologize if this has happened. It was not something that obviously wasn't intended, but, you know, there was some sort of configuration change, and it impacted a lot of people, unfortunately, and a lot of providers, and that's really unfortunate. And I apologize profusely on that behalf of Amerigroup.
Thanks, Donna and Don. Question two, are there any updates on those AmeriVantage denials providers continue to receive?
Yeah, I'm going to assume that that is part of the crossover denials that we continue to have. We continue to work on that process and identifying. We're doing claim sweeps to try and identify those that have been sent to Medicare inappropriately. Don, do you have anything else to add on that one?
I would add that we are doing proactive reporting and sweeps for the nursing facility custodial room and board claims. If providers are referring to other crossover, you know, denials that are happening where they're getting set up as Medicare Advantage claims when they should have been, you know, routed over to Medicaid to be processed as primary, I would ask that you reach out to your individual rep with Donna's team so that we can just decipher, you know, what exactly the denial is and make sure it's, you know, not part of something that we're working on. But custodial room and board claims, we are trying to capture those and get them over to be processed as Medicaid.
Excellent. That was the pre-submitted question. So we'll head over to the chat. Looks like we have one over here. We are an atypical provider. of assisted living. Since the change to format of claims entry with Availity, none of our claims for June or July are showing up in the Availity system. Is this new or something that has already been addressed on this call?
So I believe this is new. That change occurred, I want to say 6/20, I think, is when that change occurred into the Availity system, or 6/19, 6/17, something like that. There was a notice on the Availity system about the, for atypicals, about the NPI. And we've been trying to work with a couple of providers that reached out to us right away to try and figure out how we could get work around that. There was a Availity held a webinar on Monday to try and help providers navigate that system. I'm not sure if anybody participated in that here on this call or not, if that was helpful. But I was doing work on this yesterday, just trying to identify the global impact as far as, you know, exactly if it was resolved or if we were still having issues. And so I escalated that last night, and I believe that's being picked up as an escalation to try and make sure that we're not missing any of those issues. So I still don't know exactly what the common denominator is as far as, well, I mean, I know it has to do with the atypical not being able to be sent in, but Availity saying that they can receive them, but for some reason they're not coming over because they're getting this error as far as this, the MPI isn't on the state master file. So it's gotta be an interface issue, but it's a matter of, you know, somebody being able to look at it and drilling it down. And I think that's, Terry, is that what you're seeing on when you're talking about not being able to see them? Okay, great. So that's what I was kind of noticing in the systems, and I've been escalating it and reaching out to anybody and everybody that I know to try and determine the root cause. And I kind of got it squared down to that. Like I said, Availity said that they were seeing some of those in there. I'm not sure if they were seeing all of them though. That's my other concern, is that they're not able to see all of the claims that you guys have submitted. And so that's something that hopefully when they start working that analysis, they'll be able to determine that as well.
Yep.
I spent about 4 hours on that issue alone, Terry, yesterday because it seems like a mushroom cloud right now. So.
Any other questions? That's the last in the chat there. Feel free to unmute yourself as well. While we're waiting for just a moment, any update, Donna, on how it's coming along with the the Z codes and getting those routed back out of the AmeriVantage side and over to the CRIC side?
I don't have an update, Don. Do you on that one? Don, are you still on?
Sorry, I was on mute again. We do not have an ETC on the actual production, you know, fix for this. There's many, many people, you know, that are working trying to get this, you know, rectified so that we can get those AmeriVantage claims processed over. Well, I should call them Medicaid claims processed correctly to start with in the routing. But we will continue. It's an ongoing reoccurring sweep or proactive reporting. And I don't see that, you know, with an end date at this point. And I don't imagine we'll do an end date until we have the production process, you know, completed for that.
And I know we've heard from one of the other MCOs that they're still working, I would tell care on what that looks like in EVV with the Z codes. And what that process, it might look like across all three of our MCO providers.
I'm sorry, I missed the very beginning of that. It was a little garbled. Could you repeat?
We heard early on this morning from Iowa Total Care that sounds like all three MCOs are still kind of working out the EVV process with Z codes and what that might look like coming across through the EVV platform.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Telecare said, but that came up in a discussion within the last week, as far as it was an idea that was proposed to get rid of the Z codes, which I think everybody would, you know, be in favor of. I would be in favor of it, and so would, I think, the providers. The problem is that's the code that we use to identify Medicare. So it would, from an Enrare Group standpoint, we'd have to determine how else we could identify that claim as a Medicare claim or a Medicare crossover event. So I think that was the takeaway that we're trying to figure out right now. And I think, you know, at least one of the other MCOs would have a similar issue with that. But I do know that idea has been floated around in the last week, you know, and so anything to make life easier for our providers is the best thing, right? We need to make sure that, you know, we're not adding extra burden, administrative burden to you. And I know that some of the work that we've done recently has added that administrative burden, and we're trying to avoid that. And any changes with EVV, EVV is going to be a new system for most of you. And it's going to be a little clunky at first. And so any way we can make that an easier transition, I think, is the best.
Excellent. We will. And if you need Brandon or I at the table for that, feel free to grab us. We're more than willing to bring our brain power as well.
Oh, I know. It would be a huge win for everybody, I think, if we could get it figured out.
We will get it figured out. We have to. Any other questions for AmeriGroup? I don't see any new ones in the chat. We'll give it another minute or so.
Since we have some open time, this is Dawn. I from AmeriGroup. I just thought I would share and remind providers that Iowa Medicaid and the three MCOs, you may have already heard from the others, that we are in the planning stages and nailing down the dates and everything for the annual provider training. So I want to encourage all the providers to get registered for those. When you receive that informational letter out from Iowa Medicaid, you know, and they're going to be across the state, but the dates and the places haven't been, you know, locked down yet. So we're working on that. I believe we're looking at September, October, maybe, you know, the end of September. And as soon as we have that information, we will share it as well. And then Iowa Medicaid will be out. And AmeriGroup plans to have a power presentation with all of the updates and the new things that we have going on. So it'll be really informative for providers, not getting the same information, just trying to give out what we've actually progressed and what we've added in the last year. So I just wanted to share that. We're going to be hearing about that soon.
Thanks, Don. All right, I do not see any further questions in the chat, so we'll go ahead and give you about 10 minutes back of your day today. Thanks for joining us today. We always are thankful that you take time out of your day to join us and our members each and every month. So have a great rest of your August, and we'll plan to join again in September. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great rest of your day and week.
Thank you.